Yeah, so what are you having trouble with?
This refrigerator I'm working on, you know, when I came to the house, I noticed they complained that it wasn't cooling, and when I checked the refrigerator, the evaporator fan was not working, even though I depressed the door switches or not. So, of course, you know, typically when I've worked on a refrigerator, when the evaporator fan's not moving, I figured, okay, it's a bad evaporator fan motor, right?
Yeah, usually, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, well, I replaced it with a new evaporator fan motor, and it's still dead. So, do you think it has anything to do with the computer board?
Oh, is this an Artica?
It's a GE Eterna series, but it has the same board as an Artica, I think.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Now,
so
you can test that. Yeah, it is. It can go either way. I've had both situations.
Okay. How can you test it again?
Well, there's a... Underneath kick plate in the front, there's a little folded-up tech sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you the pins where you can check the DC voltage for that fan motor.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll go ahead and check that. And if there's voltage actually on in the board, then I know that, well, there's no voltage, right? There's the board's bad.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And I think you can conclude that because you already put the fan motor in, you know the board's bad.
Right. Okay, Jerry, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and Dave, we've got a new deal. We have archived all those service manuals on a new website.
I seen that. The email that you sent out like 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. You could put in GE article on there right now and with that model number, and it'll show you the pins you need to test.
Ah.
That service manual was part of that archive.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
That's what I was calling you about last night because my wife bought me that new iPhone, and I was going to upload all the files into my iPhone instead of the iTouch.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know, well, you know, the 8 gigabyte, should I get the 8 gigabyte or 16 gigabyte or what, you know? And then we ended up just getting the 16 gig. So
well, that's
like,
fine. Yeah. Well, you only need about 2 for the videos.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know. I didn't know for sure.
All right. Yep, that's how it works. Okay.
All
well,
right,
good.
Right.
Enjoy yourself. Okay, David. See ya.
You too. Bye-bye.